אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Now let's pivot to Gillian Segal, the Special Envoy for Anti-Semitism, appointed by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, and let's see what she has to say about the reforms that she made earlier this year. Last Sunday's anti-Semitic attacks on the sidelines of a Hanukkah gathering has sent shockwaves across Australia, leaving the nation grappling with grief and uncertainty, especially within the Jewish community. SBS spoke with Gillian Segal, Australia's Special Envoy to Combat Anti-Semitism, to understand the community's emotional state and what actions Australia can take to offer support and combat rising anti-Semitism. Gillian Segal outlined several key areas of concern and action, starting with the immediate emotional toll on the community. She says that whilst the Australian community is not entirely surprised by the potential for violence, it was devastated by the scale of the attack.
Obviously, there are great differences of emotion being expressed, but from the people who've contacted me and the people I've spoken to, there's a great deal of shock and upset. Not surprised, because obviously we've been talking about this being on the cards for some time, but no one, I think, expected this level of massacre and hatred and so many community people killed and injured. I think there's a lot of trauma going on.
She further highlighted that when unchecked, hateful speech often leads to hateful actions, underscoring how recent protests across the country could escalate into extreme violence like the latest terror attack.
Hateful words can lead and do lead to hateful deeds. So we need to stop with the hate, stop with the chants, stop with the waving of terrorist flags, because it progresses, just as we saw the Opera House, the Harbour Bridge, and now Bondi Beach. Each a progression, and hateful words leading to where we are today.
Segal then explained that anti-Semitism is an ancient and unique form of hatred that is not well understood by the community at large and requires targeted educational measures supported by the government.
Secondly, we need to support measures that the government must take to educate part of the community about anti-Semitism. It is an ancient hatred, and it's a hatred that's not well understood. It's not a hatred along with other racist hatreds. It's a very specific hatred that needs to be understood.
Gillian Segal spoke about the need for reform that ensures the judicial system appropriately condemns hate-related offences, stating that current penalties are not strong enough.
Those who committed offences, whether it was graffiti or firebombing last year, have not made their way through the judicial system. And I think that some of the messages that have been conveyed by the penalties imposed indicate that it's not strongly enough condemned by our society, and we should look at some aspects of law reform.
Looking ahead, Gillian Segal called for a national multi-year strategy, starting with a concentrated effort in the coming year to address anti-Semitism.
It's a multi-year strategy, but at least in this next year, it should be a very focused and very resource-intensive work plan to communicate to everyone that hate speech and hate actions are absolutely unacceptable, because it leads to this kind of violence. That is not the Australia that we want for our kids.
She then further emphasised that the implementation of a clear definition of anti-Semitism is key, particularly in distinguishing legitimate criticism of the State of Israel from holding local Australian Jews responsible for events taking place in the Middle East.
The definition's in place, but we need to activate it in understanding throughout the public sector, throughout the police forces, throughout the judiciary, and throughout the community. My office is in the process of producing an explainer to try to help people understand that definition, and we'll be releasing that shortly. But I think we have got caught up in some of the aspects of it without fully understanding that how it can be implemented. I don't believe that it is actually all that controversial. It specifically says criticism of Israel is fine if it's the similar criticism that you would make of other countries. But you can't hold the Jewish community of Australia, for example, responsible for what has gone on in the Middle East. And that's where a great deal of education has to be delivered.
Gillian Segal's core message is that the Bondi attack should not be weaponised politically, but must be a moment for real action to support the community, educate the nation, and repair Australia's social cohesion. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.